Blues artists have a sense of mission because the music carries a message, and it's about a lot more than hard times and hard feelings. It's about overcoming those barriers and carrying on. It's a message Steve Gardner and his Resonator guitar have taken all over the world, and that's why they call him Ramblin' Steve. He's from Mississippi, and those influences will never leave him. He's with us in our studio. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Chris.
Thanks Ramblin' Steve, I should say.
Thanks so much for having me
here. Called by his proper name, right?
That's right. That's right.
You know, one of the things that I hear about the blues that always riles me is the whole notion that it's sad or depressing.
Right.
It's kind of to the opposite, don't you think?
Oh, I think so. If you're alive and you're feeling anything, you're going to have the whole gamut. And that's what, to me, that's what the blues is.
Well, so much of blues is about I'm overcoming those feelings in one way or another. The sun's going to shine in my back door, that kind
right.
of thing. I like that spirit a lot.
That's exactly where I come from. I don't like to play blame songs. It's my fault. It's my fault.
That's a good category. You'll be sorry that you left me. Oh, boo-hoo, right?
Yeah. Yes, they send you a letter saying it's the best thing I've ever done.
Blame songs. I'm going to remember that.
So I try not to do that. But you're exactly right, Chris. I think that's what the blues is, celebration of being alive.
Yeah. Well, how did you get started with it?
Well, I'm from Mississippi and grew up around the music. My dad and uncle used to play in a little string band. My dad played kitchen knives.
Uh-huh.
I grew up, you know, beating bones together and whatnot, and he played kitchen knives. My uncle beat on the guitar, and I always wanted to be a part of that. I thought, man, there's nothing better than making music and making people happy.
And I'm sure the diddly bow figured into that equation at some point, right?
Well, it did. Not so much for me. I had a cigar box guitar growing up,
okay.
made from rubber bands and sort of all together. All the kids had something like that. But being a lefty made it sort of hard for me. I never could figure out that right-handed thing.
Yeah. And well, you flip the guitar over and flip the string, so the bass string is closest to you.
Right. It looks like a guitar in the mirror if you're a right-handed
person,
pretty much.
Strange things.
Play it on the show, people look at you like you're kind of crazy.
But we've got to talk a little bit about your acts, because
this is the
traveling country bluesman's acts of choice, and it's made of steel, right?
It is. It's a National Resophonic style low guitar.
Uh-huh.
It's not so different from the guitar that was made in about 1928 or 29, I guess, by the National Company.
Yeah.
And it's made of the body. This particular body's made of brass, and it's covered in nickel. And the whole point of the thing is that it's a mechanical amplifier, really.
Right.
It's a guitar with a mechanical amplifier instead of an electronic one. That's the whole, I'll just hit a little bit, you know, so we can get a thing. So it's a pretty loud guitar.
Super loud, yeah.
And the idea is that it would be something that could be heard through the noise of dancers, and to be perfectly honest, it wasn't made for blues in the beginning, right?
Right,
it was
right,
made
no.
for jazz players and to beat the horns, you know. So it's got a little bit of a horn sound in there if you grab up to it.
Yeah, and the resonator chamber resembles the shape of a speaker, right?
So it does.
It's a little bowl for the sound to. The sound waves hit, and then they get shot right back out.
That's it. It's in a little aluminum plate and makes a lot of noise. Yeah. It's a fabulous instrument. I'm so proud to have it. But it's like carrying a four-year-old child around with you all the time. It weighs about that much.
An overweight four-year-old child. Well, speaking of making noise, Steve, let's have you do it.
Well, you guys were so kind to play a Cut Off My Hesitation Blues record, so let me play you a tune I wrote. It's
sure.
called Mississippi River Blues, and just a little up-tempo for the morning. Hope
All
you
right.
guys like it. On the other side, she's gone. Well, she packed up and gone. Big boat up the river, turning on a bank of sand. Reckon don't strike water, Lord, it ain't gonna land. She's gone. Well, she packed up and gone. Thank you.
taste of that.
Yeah, you really got that. You really got that. I was going to say right hand, but in your case, left hand. Finger picking thing down, right? You bounce on those bass strings and keep a kind of counter melody going at the same time.
Well, I appreciate that. I know you're a guitar strangler yourself, and I really appreciate those kind words.
Well, you strangled that one, for sure.
Well, I play sort of out of self-defense, to be honest. I mean, being, for the most part, a solo player, you try and offer up a full band or you're battling the piano, really. I mean, the old guys are trying to find a piano, and so that's a little bit about what I try and do.
But, you know, it just has so much power and projection. And, of course, when your instrument is pumping out that kind of power, you've got to match it with your voice.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Which you do.
Well, the old guys I used to play with, you know, we were talking about Fred McDowell earlier. I did not meet Mr. Fred, but
I knew
Jessie Mae Hempel. I heard her granddaddy was Sid, and Fred was from up in that hill country area. Right. And Jack Owens and Mr. Sam Chapman, and you'd sit around with them. And the one thing that was so nice that they said, one was, yes, it's your voice, and your guitar is your second voice.
Right.
And then the other thing that gave me an awful lot of power and encouragement as a young fellow was they said, you know, Steve, you're not me and I'm not you, so you better find your own way into this music. And, you know, I'll be honest, I'm kind of a guitar holder. I couldn't copy somebody. I can't copy my own self. So it gave me a lot of freedom to just get out there and try my best at cheering people up, if I could.
You know, one of the great things about when the blues artists that you and I met as younger men, as mentors, was that they always would say something like that.
Yeah.
Go be yourself. And always really welcome you into that world, don't you? Didn't you feel that way?
I have always felt that. They were very confident, and as a younger guy, they were good enough, as you say, to welcome you in. Sometimes they'd tell you to sit down.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to sit down and listen. But otherwise,
it's a priceless education, Steve. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you all so much for having me,
and
have a great, happy 2016.
We will. Steve Gardner will perform this Friday at Anna O'Brien's in Honolulu. And Sunday at the studio at Hawaiian Brian's in Honolulu. And you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.